Well, thank you so much. That's right. You're tuned in to your favorite local radio station. And now you have The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge.
The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up in Rapid City, South Dakota, January 31st through February 8th. Mark that Ian Munsick concert on February 7th down on your calendar featuring Colby Acuff along with him. Tickets are now available at blackhillstockshow.com. Something new this year is the Bullfighters Only. That's on February 1st. And as always, they've got the Ranch Rodeo and the Western Art Show and sale. Find out more and get your tickets at blackhillstockshow.com.
Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Now, where are you going to go where you can get a trusted source of information? How about livestock auction reports? And you get to thinking about it, you'd like some award-winning columnists, I bet. And let's take a look at classifieds. You know what? You're talking about Tri-State Livestock News. Indeed, you are. TSLN.com. Go there now to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
What are you going to share on the good stuff today, Kimberly?
Well, I'm going to start with a proverb. May you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live.
I have heard that one before.
Oh, of course you have. It's a proverb, but I thought I'd share it.
If you're going to start with that, I'm going to give you another one of my cousin Pete's cool guy husband and wife advice tips.
Oh, well, by all means.
Okay. So, all men see in only 16 colors, like Windows default settings. Peach, for example, is a fruit, not a color. Pumpkin is also a fruit. We have no idea what mauve is. So when you're giving directions to your husband, keep that in mind, all right?
Very good. Very solid information. So a guy walks into a snack bar. You ready?
I am ready.
A guy walks into a snack bar and he asks the guy behind the counter if he will give him a free Coke if he shows him something amazing. He agrees, so the guy pulls out a hamster who begins dancing and singing Amazing Grace. That is amazing, says the counterman and gives the guy his free Coke. If I show you something else amazing, will you give me another Coke? The guy behind the counter agrees, so the guy pulls out a small piano and a hamster and a frog. Now, the hamster plays the piano while the frog sings, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." The guy behind the counter is completely wowed, gives him another Coke. A man in a suit, who of course has been watching the entire time, offers to buy the frog for a princely sum, which the man agrees to. Are you nuts? Asked the guy behind the counter. You could have made a fortune off that frog. Can you keep a secret? Asked the guy. The hamster's a ventriloquist.
Ooh, maybe he got the best of that deal then.
Oh, I don't think the guy buying it did. I think he's going to be shocked when he gets home and it doesn't do what he thinks it's going to do. That poor frog.
Gotta love those bar jokes. But anyway, what else do you have?
Hey, that was a snack bar.
A snack bar joke. Okay.
Yes.
All
see,
right.
I cleaned that one up. Anyway, let me tell you about my doctor. He is very good. If you tell him you want a second opinion, he will go out and come in again.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Yes. One time, he gave a patient 6 months to live. At the end of the 6 months, the patient hadn't paid his bill, so the doctor gave him another 6 months.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Didn't know that would work.
I didn't know it was possible. While he was talking to me, his nurse came in and said, "Doctor, there's a man here who thinks he is invisible." The doctor said, "Tell him I can't see him."
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, more about my doctor. Another time, a man came running in the office and yelled, "Doctor, my son just swallowed a roll of film." The doctor calmly replied, "Let's wait and see what develops."
Well, folks, you can use these at coffee or lunch today with your fellow workers or your family. Dads, feel free to use these at supper tonight.
Yeah, for a dad joke. You might have to explain a roll of film, though.
True.
Yeah. One patient came in and said, "Doctor, I have a serious memory problem." The doctor asked, "When did it start?" The man replied, "When did what start?"
I thought he was going to say, "Oh, I can't remember exactly."
Oh, I remember one time I told my doctor I had a ringing in my ears. His advice? Don't answer it.
Yeah.
Oh, more about my doctor? My doctor sure has his share of nutcases. One said to him, "Doctor, I think I'm a bell." The doctor gave him some pills and said, "Here, take these. If they don't work, give me a ring." Another guy told the doctor that he thought he was a deck of cards. The doctor simply said, "Go sit over there. I'll deal with you later." When I told my doctor I broke my leg in two places, he told me to stop going to those places. And to wrap it up about my doctor, doctors can be very frustrating. You wait a month and a half for an appointment, and he says, "I wish you had come to me sooner."
Isn't that true? And folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.